Scatman's Avenue. Welcome to another episode of Scalabro Country, the virus edition, a.k.a. the Pandy Pods,
a.k.a. two Jews, no brews,
a.k.a. two bros, no hoes,
a.k.a. two hombres, one nombre,
a.k.a. two stances, 6 feet,
a.k.a. two brothers, no Joyce.
That's great. We are here, and these aren't the basement takes because we're upstairs. We're at our buddy Daniel Van Kirk's, where we just did an episode of Dumb People Town. We're at the kitchen table, this lovely kitchen table, just here to give you 30 minutes of your day, half hour of your day, just to breathe, to take a moment.
We let you be a fly on the wall during our conversations of some of the weirdest, most bizarre things we've read about, we've heard about, that's going on during this coronavirus. We hope it all ends soon, but I will say this, doing this show gives me a little purpose throughout this.
Definitely, thing. And the response we've gotten from you guys, certainly on our Instagram, we love hearing back from you. So if you see the clips posted on Instagram, please comment on them. We love hearing what you like out of these episodes. It will, as we said before, steer us as to which way to go. So thank you. I'm glad this is resonating with you. And shall we jump in?
Let's jump into something, because I read this story, and I know you did too.
Yeah.
And it made me shocked in the sense that I think we just assume that if someone is an artist, I don't know, because we're artists, that you're like, oh, this guy's going to be open-minded.
Probably going to be open and aware. I don't know. What was the one where Ed Harris played, what's-his-face, who drew the...
Pollock?
Yeah. Go watch Pollock, like, knock over a Thanksgiving dinner, and then you know to yourself, yeah, these guys are...
Most of them were kind of drunk and kind of mad.
Okay,
I'll
say this. So my wife's stepfather used to be in the shipping industry, like, used to, like, was in Denmark and Copenhagen and in France, would sort of, I don't know, he was involved in the shipping industry. That's all I can say. Probably containers of dead hookers coming from Greece.
Maybe.
Kidding. But he, one time, and he said this had happened, one time Salvador Dali was on the ship that he was working. Salvador Dali. And he was working, he was the stevedore, or I don't know what he was.
Right.
I just love the name stevedore. I think that's the best. The names in the shipping industry are the greatest, and I learned a lot of them from
Commodore, stevedore.
I've learned a lot of them from The Wire season 2.
Of course.
But I think he was a stevedore, but I'm not sure. But
what was the guy's name in The Wire? Sal? No.
Yeah, no. So he was on the ship when Salvador Dali was there.
Oh.
And apparently Salvador Dali was the original Tiger King, because he had like a cheetah on the thing with him. And basically someone came over and said, there's a problem, Mr. Lawrence, because there's a cheetah in the dining area. It's sitting at the thing, and people are freaked out because there's a cheetah sitting there in the dining area.
Probably like without a collar on.
Salvador Dali's cheetah. So he decided to bring a cheetah on a boat with him, you know, a boat where you can't run wild. I mean, this is just, and again, that was Salvador Dali being Salvador Dali. And he had to go to Salvador Dali and ask him to please take the cheetah out of the dining area and put it up in your room.
And what did he say?
He was cool about it. He said he actually was cool about it. But I'm telling you, that is the backdrop with which we say this next story and we go through it, because artists can also be incredible douchebags.
Yeah. And because, especially if they've been propped up so high, it's that thing where like you have no man.
No one's telling you don't do this.
No one's telling you you can't say that or do that.
Famous British painter David Hockney in the news. And I saw
his name in the news and I'm like, oh, he died.
He died. Okay. Can't be a good thing. Unless he's donating proceeds of paintings that he's making right now to fight COVID.
Or no. Like maybe he's doing like a painting class on
Teaching
Zoom.
Teaching youth at risk on Zoom. Fine. Great.
That's altruistic move. I like that. That's a move that we can support.
Or making a speech. Hey, I'm an old guy. We need to protect our elderly. Listen, take it from me, David Hockney. We should be good.
Like, I'm David Hockney. Yes, I'm an old man. If you saw me on the streets, you wouldn't know me from any Adam. But look at all the beautiful artwork that I created in my lifetime.
There are people who have not created artwork.
Old people are not just old people. They are once great artists or still great artists, and they are vibrant members of our society.
We wrote it for you, David Hockney. Why don't you go do that, dummy.
No.
Nope. He's in the news for
none of those great things.
He's in the news for saying that smoking can help keep you safe from COVID-19.
So what? Is he doing an ad for Camel cigarettes?
It's a good call. This is when you realize, again, that famous artists can only do one thing, and that is their art. If they're really good, again, go back and watch My Architect. Great movie.
Guy was a genius.
Louis Kahn. Genius. I don't want to give it away what he had, but he died penniless in the Port Authority. And then his descent to that place tells you that he could only do one thing, and that was design buildings.
Right. And he probably did it great. But
like, they can't work a computer. Don't ask like a famous artist to cook for you
or send an email or set up a Zoom
or reason
or apply for anything.
Painter David Hockney suggested that smokers could have developed an immune system to COVID-19 in a letter to the Daily Mail. So he's not just saying this.
But isn't that what an old person would do?
Write a letter to the Daily Mail.
You're not even writing to the Guardian, dummy.
Despite medical professionals urging them to quit during the pandemic. So he's not just saying it at a dinner party with other artists who are like, shut up, David.
No,
you don't know what you're talking about.
He's writing a letter, not to his grandkids to say, hey, these are my thoughts.
Or a former lover who paid no attention to him throughout the, or a second family that he had that his first family didn't know about. No, he wrote it to the Daily Mail
so everyone could see in print how batshit crazy he is.
82 years old, keen smoker, Mr. Hockney has previously described smoking bans in closed public spaces as the most grotesque piece of social engineering. Is it? I would say racism is probably a little more grotesque.
Yes, agreed.
There was a time when you could smoke on a plane. And I guess he wants to go back to those days where, remember, there was a time on
there
the plane.
There was a great joke
in the airplane movie.
Where smoking or non-smoking.
He says, smoking, please. And he gives him a ticket that's smoking. That's a great joke.
Right.
There was a time when the front part of the plane or the back part of the plane, I think it was the front part of the plane was smoking.
Our friend in middle school, Josh Scher,
went on a trip to Poland and he flew Polish Air. Like, if ever Polish Air like wanted Poland. To just...
Don't
shake
do this.
The stigma that Polish people are dumb. Polish Air, and this is not a joke. He told us this. Why would he make this up? The left side of the plane was smoking. The right side of the plane was non-smoking. Come on, Poland.
Come on.
You're better than that. Not a joke. Polish Air. Back to Hockney's letter. His letter asks, could it not be that smokers have developed an immune system to this virus? The short answer, Hockney, no.
No, it could not be.
It could not be.
How about that? That's my answer to your weird query that you felt you aren't even sure about this shit and you're writing it to the Daily Mail.
Here's him getting clever. With all these figures coming out in research in China, it's beginning to look like that to me. So you took the scientific approach. I'm serious. And remember, cigars and cigarettes are vegan.
What
does that have to do with anything? Yeah, there's no animal meat in a cigarette or animal byproducts. What is he saying, Jay?
Is he popping off and saying that vegans don't smoke?
I know a bunch of vegans who smoke.
Yeah.
Yeah, we know vegans who smoke, so it's not the only thing. Hockney is making the claim that somehow, I guess, liberals...
Like vegans are liberals.
And liberals are pussies, and somehow that's the thing.
They're the ones who are trying to ban smoking, and they're the enemy...
You know how like Cockney is like a crazy
In England, that's a
accent that's the harshest, it's the hardest to listen to. He's got a Cockneyed accent.
Right.
And hackneyed is a thought that's been sort of mulled over so many times. It's like, it's hack.
Right.
It's hack.
That's overused.
Airplane food in comedy. That's a hackneyed,
hackneyed premise. Right.
Hackneyed premise. I think we need to make a new term called hockneyed.
Okay. I'm interested.
Hockneyed is...
just batshit crazy.
Yeah. It's just batshit crazy. That is what I think we
need to do. Like people who smoke can also fly.
That's right.
Hockneyed.
Smoking is the key to repairing the Earth's ozone layer. That's a hockneyed take.
Cigarettes help you live longer.
Yeah.
Cigarettes can protect you against the COVID-19. Hockney take.
I think David Hockney Hockneyed is mad that he's been pigeonholed into being one of the greatest painters of all time. Certainly, in
he's
the 20th
like,
century.
I don't want to just be known for my great paintings.
I want to be known as,
a crazy old guy
with dumb theories about stuff that don't make any sense. Let's get him there by making Hockneyed a new phrase you can apply to these
we
things.
We can do this.
The most Hockneyed theories, one of them of all times, will eventually, that will be how we remember
right.
him.
Right, like we remember David Hockney for his Hockneyed theories.
And not his brilliant art.
And that is kind of the crazy part, is like we're smart enough that we can separate and say his artwork is beautiful.
Right.
Fantastic.
Beautiful artwork. You do a great job. You don't have to be a nice person to paint great things.
Right.
I mean, I would say let's go back and look at Vincent van Gogh, who cut off his ear and mailed it to somebody.
Yeah,
he was crazy. If somebody cut off their ear and mailed it to you, that would be the craziest person you've ever met or ever heard of in your life.
Because there's that moment where you're unwrapping whatever is in the thing and you're feeling like this is more than a letter. I know this is a more than a letter in here. I can feel it.
Is it some sort of weird necklace that's wrapped up in an ear
shape? I can't tell. Is it food? Is it like mangoes?
What is he?
Dried mangoes?
Maybe it's a dried mango.
You open it up. Oh my God, it's a human ear.
That's right. Or it's part of his ear. It wasn't the whole ear. It was part of his ear.
It was the part that Mike Tyson bit off that's in right. a fight.
All right, there you go. That's the first story. Let's take a break, shall we?
I say we take a break.
It is 420 today when this thing is dropping. Happy 420 to all of you who are celebrating the day in an enlightened, altered state.
Mm-hmm.
What I would say to you is if you haven't started listening to Smoke Me Up with Matt Besser, his podcast.
Yes.
Get on it now.
Yes.
He left us a voicemail, and we're going to play Matt Besser's amazing voicemail from his amazing podcast, Smoke Me Up. It's so good. He explains to you strength. He's going to get you through this period of time right
now.
Oh,
here. Yeah. Yes.
Matt Besser will get you through. Rely on him. He's hilarious. One of our favorite improv groups of all time, if not the best, UCB. He is the founding member, and he has this amazing podcast. The podcast, Smoke Me Up, check it out.
Sklar Brothers, Matt Besser here, wishing you a happy 420. Wondering what you're doing this 420. What am I doing? Well, John Gabrus, Horatio Sands, and myself, we are going to be live streaming starting at 420 Eastern. That's 1:20 Pacific, I believe, and going for at least 3 hours. We're going to go from 4:20 to 4:20 on both coasts, if that makes sense. So join us. You can go to mattbesser.com to get that link or any of the social media of Gabrus, Horatio, or myself. But join us, Sklar Brothers. Please pop in. Pop into the live stream. I'll send you a Zoom invite. But we're going to be live streaming on the Smoke Me Up YouTube channel. Check it out and smoke yourself up on 420. And he said,
you gotta let the cello sing. All right, guys, we are back. Want to let everybody know here who's listening to this. We have a YouTube page. Go to our Instagram at Sklar Brothers and click on the link that is in the bio. And
or you just go straight to YouTube and type in Sklar Bro Country.
At this point, there should be over 10, at least 10, maybe 20 episodes of Cheap Seats up there right now. You can watch the full episodes. We're trying to collect them in one place. So you have one landing page to watch that.
Cheap Seats, our stand-up, clips of us on other people's podcasts. Like Us on Your Mom's House, Us on Other Great, our thing that we did with Bert
Something's
Kreischer.
Something's burning
with Bert Kreischer. We're going to try to get other old web series that we've done. We're really going to try and make this a landing page for all kinds of great content from the past.
And we might create some new stuff too and do new versions of Cheap Seats and whatnot as we move forward. But we want to get as many people subscribing to it as possible. It should be simple, very easy. It's free. Go over there and subscribe to it right now. Let's jump
into YouTube. That's Sklar Bro Country
on YouTube.
All right. So there, we talk about this all the time. Dan and I were just talking about this with Dan's grandmother, who just turned 90 years old mm-hmm. last week, which is that there are a bunch of stories out there about churches that are continuing to gather, refusing to heed the call.
Idiots.
Getting large groups of people together.
God doesn't want you to die just so you can go to church. Trust me, God wants you to be nimble. Jesus wants you to figure out a new way. I'm just going to say it right now.
What would Jesus do? He'd probably stay home.
Yeah.
and play like Xbox for a month.
There are those places and churches that are suing the government, telling them that they can't gather, claiming the separation of church and state. And these are the same people who, in my opinion, probably want to teach creationism in school. Because it's right.
It's right.
God damn it. Praise Jesus. Now, look.
Praise the Lord.
We don't care what religion you are. We've always said that. If you are your religion, if you are Hindu, if you are Buddhist, if you are Muslim, if you are Christian, we don't care. Agnostic, atheist, great. We support you. And you do your own thing.
If you worship Satan.
If you live worship, and let live.
If just you worship Satan, don't you're be a vegetarian.
Nazi. There are a couple that we don't like. Nazism, we can't get.
Yeah, we're not going to get behind national socialism, but that's more of a political
that's
movement.
Right. But if you are what you are, stay what you are, and we're not going to fight you on it. And don't fight us on what we are. That's what it is. Even if it's not what you believe in or contradicts what you believe in, you should just live and let live.
Right. Even if you think other people are going to hell, think it.
Don't just need to save them. You don't.
They'll let them deal with that.
You actually don't know if they're going to hell. That's like, oh, we got to wait and see.
Yeah, we have to have a wait and see
attitude. It's like when you get in line at a stadium, which hopefully at some point in time we'll be able to get back to this. If you get
or
in line
a supermarket.
Or like whatever lane you're trying to get in at a toll thing.
I always pick the wrong
one. I'm going to go here because I believe that this is going to be the quickest way to the end.
But then you also use it as a Rorschach test to test how much you believe in your own like
ability to pick things
and
right
juju in the world that's coming back to you.
So my point is that we don't know what line is going to be the shortest.
You might be in the shorter line, or you might
think all signs are pointing to the fact that you're right, and then in the end, someone's got a huge bag and a bunch of electronics in there, and then they're taking up the whole time, and then boom, you're screwed because
Trying to write a check at the grocery store.
Don't know. The point is, you don't know, and we don't know, so that's
why don't we just let everyone think what they want to think, and then we'll wait around and see.
That's right.
And then later, if you're in an afterlife and someone's going down to hell, you can be like, told you so. You get to say told you so on the other side. How about that? We'll give you that.
So this next story, we have to start by giving the pastor credit for preaching to his congregants on Facebook Live. Way to go. That's responsible. See, we're going to give all the glory to God here. Well, I don't want to give all
I don't want to give all the glory. I hate
that.
Just
give it to the pastor.
I have to say that. This has been a point of contention for us and something.
When athletes say, I'm going to give all the glory. First of all, I want to give all the glory to God.
You want to give all the glory to God? How about giving God about 13% of the glory
and give 87% to your parents who sublimated their hopes and dreams so that you could watch?
Oh, no. God gave me this talent. No, God didn't give you that talent. Your dad's amazing genes mixed with the fact that your mom was a college athlete.
And the fact
that they banged each other and made you out of that, that's what gave you the talent.
And then your dad wasn't good enough to make it, but he lives all of his dreams through you and therefore has basically made a cottage industry out of you and is hanging his hopes and dreams on you. That's why you should be given. They get 87% of the credit.
Yeah, give your parents 87% and give, I'd like to see
an athlete. Can hear Dan Van Kirk in the back of my ear saying, watch the scheme. We got to watch the scheme.
That's our recommendation to you. Watch the scheme on HBO.
There you go.
That's a video rec. So don't give all the glory to God is what we're trying to say.
13%.
13% if you're an athlete.
Anyway,
do that.
Here's the story of a pastor who was trying to do right, but got it wrong. Butler, Missouri.
Our home state.
Pastor Scott Mowry at Emmanuel Baptist Church in Butler, Missouri. Never imagined that one of his daily devotionals, would make people smile on all four corners of the globe.
By the way, the world is round. World is round and the world is not flat.
But as the saying goes, the Lord works in mysterious ways. All right, stop.
Settle down.
Especially if you're not familiar with how the filter feature works on Facebook Live. Okay, this is a recipe for fun.
Okay.
Now we'll allow the turn of journalistic phrase here, okay? Quote, my wife's comment pops up and says, you've got filters going on. Of course, as the wife was like,
she can't tell him in the actual thing because she doesn't want to interrupt the sermon. She's like, I'll enter the comment section and just say to him,
filters going on.
In a passive aggressive way,
you've got filters going on. We had another church member saying, this is some interesting attire. And I'm like, what? What's going on? I can't see. I love that there's a pastor who's like, I'm like, what?
And he was like, huh?
And I was all. And Jesus was all, huh? And God was like,
And Joseph
then Judas
was like,
what? This is the truest thing any priest has ever said.
I threw Joseph in there.
I can't see anything. That for a priest to say that, admit to what you can't see, and then all will be revealed. That's from the book of Randy 4, 8,
420.
Unbeknownst to Mallory, for nearly 3 minutes, his sermon had the benefit of a rotation of, you ready for this? Space helmets, wizard hats.
Maybe the most appropriate of all.
Cat ears and googly eyes. This is how every sermon should be read. Every single one should be done.
Keep you on your toes. Make it fun. Why does church have to be? So this is the thing. Hey, religion, you're losing people right now.
Make it fun.
Make it
you
fun.
You don't have to spit fire and brimstone and whatnot. Don't have to spew it out.
Pull the lesson out of the story and do it in the form of a TikTok.
Literally, wizard hats and space helmets instead of fire and brimstone. I have a tripod that I put there, the iPhone in. I don't know if when I was putting it in, I hit the filters. This is him really saying, I don't understand.
He's
what
like,
I'm
really not sure, to be honest with you. Wait a second.
Wait, a priest is being honest here?
Being honest with us.
I love it. I like appreciate this guy.
I like this guy a lot.
First priest ever to admit that he made a mistake. That's another thing that I would like to see more people, the clergy, do. Hey, I screwed up.
Yeah, my bad.
We're not going to protect this guy over here because he screwed up bad.
And then I love his wife. I love his wife. So she posts the video of it, I guess.
Online for a group of wives of pastors. And from there, the internet did the rest. And his wife, again, you said was cool. Not afraid to make fun of her husband. Humility, the key to leadership.
Key to a good relationship.
People were like, he did that on purpose. And my mom, who was talking to me later, said, I know that face. You didn't know that that was happening. It's funny to me to think of a priest having a mom, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Priests and rabbis and
wife. Yeah, I mean, I think that is.
But a wife of a priest is one thing.
Wife of a priest is one thing, but I think that is for a lot of people. I feel bad for Catholic priests that they're so stuck in a lot of those situations where they can't have a wife. They don't have this outlet. They don't have this thing.
I don't think of priests having moms.
Right.
And again, this is really on priests for doing this. I think of them being relocated for molesting boys.
Okay.
Not having moms. I like this priest and his mommy. I really do. Mallory is taking this episode in good humor. I love it. And humbled that his message is lifting spirits well beyond the boundaries of Butler, Missouri. I've never had a video that was even 1,000 views. I love this guy. And I never thought this is what I'd be known for. You go to school for all these years, have all that experience, and prepare yourself week in and week out. And then your famous moment is a bunch of cartoon faces.
I love it.
Don't
yes.
forget the space helmets and wizard hats.
And now I bet he's looking at the likes.
He is dead. See?
He's looking at the likes a little bit now.
You gotta be careful now. We may have created a monster here.
He's gonna get a big head. He's gonna get a big head.
A big head with a space helmet on.
All right, I'm at 2,000 views. How many views is it at? The second he starts saying to his wife, just look it up and see how many views, how many hits.
It's hard to take anything seriously said by someone wearing a wizard hat, and I'm gonna include Dumbledore in that.
Yeah,
it was hard to take him seriously. I'm like, you are the king of Hogwarts here, but...
Well, so here's the question, Rand. Does this guy, now that he knows this is, like, successful...
Does he actually learn how to use Facebook now?
Or does he go back and say, filters every week? Come for the Jesus, stay for the filters.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to start doing. You don't know what filters are coming up on me.
Mm-hmm.
He needs to get a filter guy.
Come for the liturgy,
stay for the
effigy that's hanging behind me because I put that in a filter.
I don't know. This guy might become the next big thing on Facebook. Facebook, of course, is skewing older and older every day. So maybe this is exactly where he needs to be.
This is it.
I love it. He's the emoji priest.
Bring him back. All right. One last story. You ready for this?
Yes. I love this story. And I feel like this should tell you why a stimulus package of giving people $1,200 is not going to solve anything.
According to the New York Post.
Well said, Rand.
According to the New York Post.
So you know it's hard-hitting news. People are using their stimulus checks to make some pretty ridiculous purchases. Number one, inflatable dinosaur costume.
Necessary.
I think that kind of makes sense. I'll be honest with you. I think that makes sense.
I agree.
Because when it all comes down and you start looting businesses... That like
you want to do it with some flair. You want to do it with some pizzazz. I'm with you.
Right? And if you want to grow I've always wanted to say, I want to go prehistoric.
I'm about to get prehistoric on this month.
On your ass.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say this. It's a great way to stay anonymous. Hey, I looted that coffee shop, my regular coffee shop. They're not going to know it's me.
No.
And then if everything calms down in a few months, coffee shop stays alive, you can go back in.
Here's what else they're buying. Stripper poles.
Stripper pole.
Are they used stripper poles?
No,
or just poles?
New stripper poles. This was purchased by a future exotic dancer who said, We got to invest in our future. Future. What exotic dancer has ever thought about his or her future?
Right now, I'm just in med school, but I got big dreams.
I got to invest in my future.
If I put my nose to the grindstone, if I catch some breaks, maybe I can, you know, quit being a doctor someday and hit the pole. I mean, really, I'm just going through medical school to save money so that I can support my stripping habit. That's all I'm doing.
High-end dildo.
High-end dildo.
High-end dildo.
Not your run-of-the-mill, no-name brand.
Lower, bottom shelf. This is top
Walmart dildo.
Top shelf dildo right here.
This is an Isabel Marant dildo.
A solar-powered with built-in Wi-Fi
kind of a
dildo.
The dildo that that keeps giving. The dildo that I guess can...
That is a stimulus package that I can get behind.
Yes. Yeezys. Someone spent their stimulus $1,200 check on a pair of Yeezys. I feel like this makes sense because didn't Kanye, when he was like rambling on stage and going crazy, didn't he predict the coronavirus?
He did.
I think he may have said something about...
He and Bill Gates both predicted it, which makes you think that they both had something to do with it, which they didn't.
Bird scooter.
Yeah,
because those are hard to find.
Or steel.
Good call on that. And then this is the one that, and it's going to lead me to a running thing that we have for this. Someone wrote, looking forward to using my stimulus check to buy another AR-15.
Another one.
Mm-hmm. Put this asshole on a watch list.
That's right.
More than one AR-15, you're on a watch list.
You're gone. You're one of the thousands.
You should be on our list, which is, look, we know a lot of people are going to die during this, but we want to be able to pick who gets to go.
Yep.
All right.
If you own multiple AR-15s and you aren't the U.S. Army, see you later.
Adios.
Virus. And look, let me draw this distinction because I think people think that Randy and I are anti-gun, anyone owning a gun. No, there are responsible people who hunt and there are responsible people who are responsible about their gun use. Some people have old timey guns and stuff and they collect them as collector's items.
Look, I don't love it. It doesn't excite me, but like, okay, if you're gonna be responsible,
we know people who are responsible around that. Okay. I liken it to this. A gun owner is like a cat owner. If
cat owners are fine. You own a cat.
Cat people.
You're going to put makeup on your cat and put it in like an 18th century doll's outfit. Now you've crossed the line. More that you've just bought your second AR-15.
That's who you are. If you're a cat person, I'm a cat person. Are you a cat person? Then you're the equivalent of an AR-15 gun person.
That's right.
You're a gun person.
There's
you're
a not difference.
A gun owner. You're a gun person.
And gun people, sorry, you're part of the group that's got to go.
And look, the difference is both of those are awful groups. Cat people and gun people, they're bad. But you can't like shoot up a musical festival with a fat tabby.
Nope.
Right? You can do it with an AR-15.
You can annoy everyone to want to then go shoot themselves by saying, do you want me to put more makeup on your tummy? You want me to rub your tummy?
Just keep saying like,
do you want me to, how's your tummy?
Cat people keep saying the word tummy and it's just the
over
worst.
And over and over and over again.
All right. There you go.
There you go. That's a show, you guys. Thank you so much for
use your stimulus checks wisely.
Use them wisely.
Punch a water faucet. Go wash your hands.
Stay socially distanced, but stay socially connected. It's really important to do that stuff and laugh. I hope this podcast gets you through your day. Check this out. Check out Matt Besser's "Smoke Me Up" with Matt Besser, especially today on 420. Go back in the back catalog and check those out. And we are out. We'll see you tomorrow, guys. La-di-da, la-di-da-di-da-di-da, la-di-da-da-da. In my car. Star Bands Audio, a podcast network.